It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
Well, here we go. We're live here on Money Matters. I'm coming through loud and clear. Well, that's what you have to do when you start out live. You never know when you're in a gigantic Baptist church. We're First Baptist Church here this Sunday morning in Woodstock. Where is that? Well, it's right off of Highway 92 in Woodstock. We're here. I'm here until 5, or at least somebody from the WSB crew will be here broadcasting. Guess what? And men, you know, don't even listen to this. It's really the women that I'm talking to right here, because they're not going to listen to me anyway. So you're going to have to tell them what I'm about to tell you, which is that 1 in 6 men have prostate cancer in their lifetime. That's the disturbing fact of the whole thing. And it's a pretty deadly cancer if it's not caught early. However, it's extremely treatable if you catch it early. That's the good news, women that I'm talking to, not you guys. So if you catch it late, obviously it's fatal. And the key, though, is screening. And the key is, if you can screen and catch early, then it's going to save your life. It's just that simple. So the reason I'm talking to women is that you guys, I know as a guy, you don't want another guy telling you got to go to the doctor, you got to do this, you got to do that. You're not going to listen to me. But if your wives tell you, or your girlfriends tell you, or your sister tells you, or your mom tells you, then you might actually listen, because she will twist your arm or twist your ear and get you in here. So that's all I'm trying to do. So we're here, our partners, Georgia Urology, the largest urology group in the Southeast, and they're doing free prostate screens today, this morning, starting right now until 5 o'clock. It takes 10 minutes, guys. That's all it takes. They do a quick blood scan, and then a digital, or I guess a blood test, quick digital scan, and that's it. You're in and out. And over the last 10 years that we have been doing this at WSB in partnership with the great folks at Georgia Urology, in the last 10 years, our data shows that about 15%, so listen, 85% of you guys are going to come in, everything's going to be fine, normal. You turn around, go home, and you have a great day, and then you come again next year. But 15% of us men have an abnormal test. Now, that means that we have helped save a lot of lives by coming here, getting this done early. We all know people that have been friends, family, that have been affected or impacted by lots of cancers, particularly prostate cancer. So if it's so treatable, then why not just come on down to the First Baptist Church? And by the way, this is Money Matters. So this is the prostate version of Money Matters here on Sunday morning. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning from 9 to 11. This morning, 8 to 11. And I am live here at the First Baptist Church in Woodstock. We're right off of 92 in the great city of Woodstock. And we will be here until 5 o'clock. So come by and say hi. If you have one of those books that I've been writing or wrote back in the spring of last year, you can retire sooner than you think. There's such an echo in here, Lorenzo. Am I okay with this echo? It's working. Of course, if you have a copy of You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, 5 Money Secrets of the Happiest Retirees on the Planet, actually just mostly in America, then bring that by and I'll be happy to sign it and say hi while we are here between right now and 11 o'clock. So let's talk about the markets a little bit here. Tremendous week in these markets. And there's rarely a dull week. During the summer, once in a while, it will feel dull and not a lot happens. And I love those weeks because they're so few and far between. Here we are in late March. We can't tell if it's spring or it's summer or if it's still winter, as the days change dramatically. And it's the same thing with this market. There's just no way to really give a direction in any given week. 2 weeks ago, we were up over 350 points. The world was cheering. Everyone was excited. Traders were long stocks. And then we have a week like this where we get a little bit of economic news. That durable goods, that's a measure of people buying big, heavy stuff. I always think, the number one thing I think of when I think of a durable good, what is the first thing that pops to your mind? What's a durable good sale? Well, it's something like a refrigerator. That's a durable good. I think of washing machines. For some reason, it's the number one durable good that pops into my head. It's because it's a item that you as a consumer go out and buy, and you expect it to be, and that's the operative word here, you expect it to be durable. I mean, it's gonna last. It's supposed to last 10 years. It's supposed to last 8 years. It's supposed to last 20 years. And what is ironic about me thinking about a washing machine, I'm really thinking about the old school washing machines that really do last 20 and 30 years. The washing machines you buy today, you're good if they last 5 years because they're so darn complicated. They're digital and there's all these weights and measures and steam and everything. But in economic parlance, we're talking about things that just last a long time. And if they're really heavy or if you drop them on your foot, you'll probably break a toe. That's what durable goods are. And that came in really light this week. And that scared the market. It scared the market because we're always looking at this push and pull about, are things good in the economy or are things sliding backwards? And if things slide backwards, well, then who's there to save us? That's the Federal Reserve. They've been there. They're going to continue to be there with this huge trapeze artist net underneath as we walk the tightrope that is the economy and the stock market. And when things go poorly, usually the market in the last year or two has rallied because it means, hey, we got more help and more support from the Fed. However, this week, bad news actually was bad, meaning that we got a really weak durable goods number. It means that, wait a minute, maybe the economy's not looking all that good, and you, the consumer, are not out there buying washing machines that break sooner than we'd like them to. And that means the economy's not in a great spot. And then, hence, boom, here we go down hundreds and hundreds of points on the Dow. And that's exactly what happened this week. So I always do highlights, lowlights here on Money Matters. Let's go through a few of these. And then again, we'll take your calls and your questions. This is just like any other normal show. Instead of me being in the studio, I'm here at the First Baptist Church in Woodstock promoting you to come here and say hello and get a free, quick 10-minute prostate check. It might save your life, guys. And I know you're not going to listen to me, so wives, please listen to me, moms, daughters, and get your brothers and your husbands and your boyfriends to come here to the First Baptist Church in Woodstock right off of Highway 92 and do a 10-minute quick prostate screen that might save your life. Highlights, lowlights. This is what happens in this world. So let's start out with a little bit of good news. I like to at least get to the good news typically first, especially in a rocky week in the stock market. Meg, we had just a gigantic food merger. We're going to switch from talking about washing machines, durable goods, to food, which is not very durable, especially if it's a pantry or a kitchen with 3 small boys like I have in my house that eat. One of them eats like a 85-pound Rottweiler, so I wouldn't say food lasts all that long. Kraft is this merger. Kraft agreed to buy and really merge with H.J. Heinz. You guys, you know what I'm talking about, the ketchup company. Heinz had been private. I don't know if you remember this a couple years ago. You'll remember that Heinz was taken private and owned by effectively a private equity firm and Warren Buffett. And now Kraft is now merged. That private company is now swallowed up to create a new gigantic food company, the merger of Kraft and H.J. Heinz. If you held Kraft as of the day before the merger, you woke up to a news story that took your Kraft stock in one day up well over 30%. So those are the really fun days to hold stocks. That's a day when you are thankful for the patience that you have had for not a year or two or five, but maybe 20 or 30 years you're holding this company. It's slowly gone up. And then one morning you wake up and then, wow, hey, Kraft is up 34% before the market even opens. And if you go throughout the week, Kraft finished up on the week over 40%. So if you're a holder of Kraft, you are not only now do you see a much higher stock price, dramatically higher stock price, you're going to get a $16.50 dividend. You're going to get a cash payment for every share of $16.50. And again, that goes a long way in explaining why the stock was up 44% last week. Let's go to something slightly less exciting, the SEC. We'll talk about regulation. But the SEC, and I like this story, it's finally going to have some pressure on all these algorithmic trading, robotic, high-frequency stock trading firms. So now, that wasn't necessarily governed before, the SEC is going to come in and put pressure on regulating these computer-driven technology firms. So you remember the Flash Boys book by Michael Lewis about these high-frequency traders or trading firms that are run by these supercomputers that it's impossible for any human to compete with? Well, that's what they're doing, and now hoping that or pushing for FINRA, which is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, to finally watch over these guys or watch over these firms so that they can prevent fraud, they can prevent malfeasance, and that's exactly what they need to do. Now, in a week, GDP, we got a confirmation on this, gross domestic product, which is one, it's kind of backward-looking. If you're an economist or you study the economy, you realize that once you get GDP numbers, that means it's already happened, and that means that you're already in a position where you're looking in the rear of your mirror. But it is important to understand the trend of where gross domestic product is going. That, for the last quarter of 2014, officially grew about 2.25%. So it continues the theme here in this economy continues to be pretty good, but nothing to get too excited about. Better than negative 2%, but again, we're not off to the races just yet. That's why the Fed continues to be confused on, hey, can they raise rates now, or do they have to wait? And we're going to continue with that conversation and go to the phones. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio, the church lobby. 404-872-0750. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning. Let's go right to the phones here as we are at the First Baptist Church in Woodstock, right off of Highway 92 in Woodstock, here with Georgia Urology, the largest urology group in the Southeast, doing free prostate screens throughout the day until 5 o'clock. Let's go to line one. Actually, I'm pointing to Lorenzo to help me there, but he said it's my job. We're gonna go to line one and try to get this thing to work. Doesn't always work exactly like I want it to, but here we go. Colonel Chuck, are you on the line with me? This is Wes Moss. Can you hear us? There we go.
A great public service announcement you just had, but I am one who was there with Sabrina yesterday. I just showed up because I've been doing this for 8 years. Met Herman Cain there, met Sabrina yesterday. It's the quickest way that every man who's out there close to Woodstock needs to do. And he needs to do it right now. And I don't care what else is going on. The most important thing for him right now is to come to the First Baptist Church and do his PSA test.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you do this with your own motivation, Chuck, or did your wife force you to come down here 8 years ago when you started doing this?
No, I've been doing it. I've been doing it all along. I get it from my primary care manager once a year, but I also take advantage of the drug urology deal that you guys co-partner with.
Well, listen, Chuck, we appreciate it. God bless you. Thanks for coming down yesterday and encouraging all the folks here as well to do so, as it's one of the most important, maybe one of the most important 10 minutes you can do in order to just be safe with all of this. You know, one in six of us have prostate cancer in our lifetime. And it's so treatable, but it's really scary if you don't find it and you don't treat it because it can be fatal. So men, women, children, make sure dad, husband, brother come and comes down here to the First Baptist Church in Woodstock, right off of Highway 92. We're with Georgia Urology Group that's doing free 10-minute screenings and could save your life. You are listening to Money Matters. We're live this morning from the First Baptist Church here in Woodstock, 404-872-0750. Stay tuned. News, weather, traffic, then more Money Matters right here on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Well, good morning. Welcome to a live edition of Money Matters, live from the gigantic lobby in the First Baptist Church in Woodstock. Here until 5 o'clock, doing prostate screenings for you gentlemen out there. And I know it's the number one thing you wake up on a Sunday morning and think, hey, let's go get my prostate checked. But since you're out and about and you're in the area already, or even if you're going to be blushing by Woodstock, then come on by. Georgia Urology here, the largest urology group in the Southeast, doing testing, free prostate screening, takes 10 minutes, quick blood test, quick digital test. Over the last 10 years, the WSB has been doing this and helping to promote the screening, the very real life issue of making sure that you men, us guys, get our prostate checked. Because, by the way, one in six will have prostate cancer during their lifetime. Very treatable, extremely treatable. But if you don't catch it and you let it linger, it's fatal. And that's what we're trying to help, because it's just, it's very effective to just come get a quick screening. You're in and you're out. And the reason that we know we have saved hundreds and hundreds of lives because of this very day that we've done now for 10 years, 85% of you guys clean, no big deal, totally normal. You go home in 10 minutes, no big deal. But 15% of you have an abnormal test. And that 15% is the group that we are helping catch this, so that you can treat this very curable cancer. And that's why we do this here. So if you want to plug this into your GPS, it's the Woodstock First Baptist Church, or the First Baptist Church of Woodstock. It's 11905 for your GPS, 11905 Highway 92, Woodstock, Georgia. So it's 11905 Highway 92, or just type in First Baptist Church of Woodstock. This place is so big that you could see it from space. Parishionership here, I want to say 9,000 some odd people. It is a gigantic, wonderful community here. It's not just a church. So please come on out. Say hi to me. If you have one of my books, you can retire sooner than you think. I'd love to sign it for you here on a Sunday morning. We're here until... we're really here all day. We're here until 5 o'clock. My voice, a little raspy. So I coach lacrosse. It's a league called Surge. And it's funny, over the years, I've gotten more and more competitive about it. I try to be more and more relaxed. I actually get more and more involved in it. And yesterday it was windy and it was cold. We had a game last night at around 5:30. So it was windy. It was chilly. The field's huge. And I'm literally screaming so that kids can hear me at the other end of the field. That's why I have a little bit of a raspy voice here on this Sunday morning. But plenty, I'm in decent shape to talk this morning. Call me here in the, let's call it the church lobby studio. Ryan Ely is back at WSB headquarters to take your call and technologically patch that through. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. You're listening to Money Matters. Let's start by, let's see here. Let's go to the phones. We're going to start with Gordon, who joins us from Kennesaw. Gordon, good morning. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yep, you kind of break in and out a little bit there.
Well, I got you. And how can I help?
Okay, great. Well, thanks for taking my call, Les. 48 years old this year. I have a variable annuity that is 10 years old, and currently there is no surrender value on this annuity.
Wait, no surrender value? It's worthless?
Well, no. Here's what I'm saying.
No surrender penalty to get out of it.
Correct.
Got it.
So it's been bugging me for the last couple of years that it was put there in kind of a panic state 10 years ago, and it was a mistake, and there was nothing I could do about it. So I just kind of let it ride, and now it's to the point where I'm not going to get penalized too much for it. So I'm still working. I have a 401k with my current employer, and what brought this more to my attention was that when I got my statement for my annuity, it pretty much equals what I have in my 401k, because it dove and rose and dove and rose and everything. And the people who managed it previously when I first got the annuity, they're no longer around, so it's defaulted back to Prudential. And so here's what I want to do, or if I can do this. Is it possible for me to take that variable annuity and make it so it's more visible to me and put it back into my 401k? Is that a possibility, or do I have to just go with a self-directed IRA?
So here's the deal. You absolutely can. You just have one additional step. So typically your 401k plan will accept incoming rollovers. Just like if you went over to Vanguard or Charles Schwab or Fidelity and opened up an IRA and then rolled over your current 401k. That's a very easy process. But the way it's going to roll into that new vehicle, in your case, your 401k, it's going to roll in as cash. And that's fine for two reasons. One, everything that's underneath an IRA umbrella, it can have the biggest gain in the world and you can sell it and it doesn't matter, because it's all underneath the tax deferral or the tax shelter ability of the retirement plan, whether it's a 401k or an IRA. Now, the second reason is that it's an annuity that is out of surrender period, meaning that you buy one of these variable annuities, typically you have a 5 to 7 to 10 year surrender penalty if you sell out of it. And that's because somebody got paid a big commission to sell it to you, and if you get out of it, then the company, whether it's Prudential or any of these other companies that sell annuities, and they're not all terrible, by the way. I'm obviously not a really big fan of them, but they claw back the commission that they've paid out. And that's why you typically have a 7 year surrender penalty to get out of it. In your case, you're done. You're good to go, Gordon. You're out of surrender penalty. So what you're going to need to do inside of your account is sell it, let it go to cash, and you're going to have to communicate directly with the annuity company to do that. And that's okay. There's no tax consequences for that because it's in an IRA. And you're going to be able to roll that cash into your new employer 401k and then reinvest it from there. So you've got an additional step here. No big deal. But that's I like the way you're thinking about that, and that's exactly what you're going to be able to do. 404-872-0750, the number here in the studio, really the lobby of the First Baptist Church in Woodstock. It's, if you're looking for the address, it's 11905 Highway 92 in Woodstock. It's the gigantic First Baptist Church in Woodstock. We're doing free prostate checks here with Georgia Urology, the largest urology group in the Southeast. It'll take you guys 10 minutes. And I know, as a guy talking to you, men, you're not going to really listen to me. I don't want to go Sunday morning, get my prostate checked. So I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the wives. I'm talking to the women in your man's life to come get this guy that you care so much about. Just spend 10 minutes. And because 1 in 6 of us end up with prostate cancer sometime in our lifetime. And it's just so treatable, and it's easy to treat if we catch it. If we don't, it's fatal. So I would encourage all of you as a family to come here, 10 minutes, the First Baptist Church of Woodstock, and just do a 10-minute blood screening, digital screening, and it may literally save your life. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. We're going to go to Michael, who joins us from Atlanta. Michael, good morning. How can we help?
Good morning, Wes. I was just turning you on a Sunday morning as usual and heard about the prostate screening. And I want to make a detour and come and see you, but I'm under some time constraint. How busy is it right now?
That's a wonderful thought. I'm looking around. I would say it's light. It really is light. And I'm in a church. So I'm not lying to you, my friend. I'm not going to lie to you here. If there was a line out the door that went all the way from the church to Highway 92, I would tell you, look, I would say, Michael, it's going to take you about a half an hour to get in here. But it's not. It's light right now because it's Sunday morning. Who wants to get the prostate check this early? Well, Michael does. And Michael, thanks for the call and letting our listeners know that, you know what? There's not even a line right now. 404-872-0750 is the number here. We'll call it the studio, but it's really the lobby of the First Baptist Church in Woodstock off of Highway 92 here with Georgia Urology Group. We've been doing this for 10 years. 15% of you guys out there that are going to come get your prostate checked, 15% of you are going to have some sort of abnormal test. And that's not bad news. It's good news because you catch this thing early, and it's one of the most treatable cancers that you can encounter. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. We're going to continue to go back to the phones. I'm going to go right to Bill, who joins us from Tucker. Bill, how can we help?
Good morning, Wes. Thanks for taking my call. Long story short, I know the Fed is getting ready to raise interest rates. They don't know when. They don't know how much. I'm sure it'll be small. Basically, bond values will go down. I take this newsletter, and this guy says, anything with bonds you need to sell. And he lists like 19 categories, and I'm thinking, whoa, I need to talk to Wes about this because I have obviously bought into the investing for income theory. So what do I do? I mean, if you have, like, say, a position in a bond fund, anything, you know, except for individual bonds, basically. If you have, say, $20,000 position, it's going to go down to whatever, $18,000, $15,000. You still get 4%. If you got 4% initially, you'd still get approximately 4% on your principal or original investment. So do you keep the thing, you know, for the income? Do you sell it now? Do you sell it later? Do you wait for a 10% correction? Give me some advice.
Here's the bottom line here, Bill, is that you absolutely have to understand why you own these assets. I own a dividend-paying stock to collect that steady dividend and have the price slowly go up over time. If I own some category of bonds, I own it for the safety and security that during a market correction that can correct 20 or 30% in the matter of a couple of months, my bond market is not going to do that. If I own high-quality companies, whether they're in a bond ETF or a bond mutual fund, as long as I own high-quality companies that mature in 1 to 3 to 5 years, that's going to be your safety in an overall stock market storm. That's why you own bonds. And you also own them for the steady interest that they're going to pay. Unless you own really long-term bonds, 20, 30-year treasuries, and yes, if interest rates start going up and you own really long-term bonds, sure, they can go down by 10 or 15 or 20%. But if you own shorter duration bonds that are 1 to 3 years to 5 years to 7 years, they're going to mature at full par value at some point in the relatively near future. So they're not going to get crushed even though interest rates will go up. And that's why you have to understand how long the duration or the maturity is on those bonds. 404-872-0750, the number here in the studio. Straight ahead, news, weather, traffic, then more Money Matters, live from the First Baptist Church here in Woodstock, doing free prostate screening, gentlemen. Straight ahead on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters, here live from the First Baptist Church in Woodstock off of Highway 92. 11905 Highway 92 to be exact is the address. Punch that in your GPS. Come on out and see us. 1 in 6 men end up with prostate cancer during their lifetime. And it's so treatable. There's no symptoms to it. So you have to be screened. If you're late, it can be fatal. If you catch it early, it's extremely treatable. So come by the First Baptist Church in Woodstock, and we will do, through Georgia Urology, not my team at WSB, but the great folks at Georgia Urology, will be doing prostate screenings, quick blood tests, quick digital exam. You're in and you're out and you're done. 404-872-0750 is the number here in the studio. Let's go with, Ryan's telling me from the studio to go with line 3, Lay, who joins us from Woodstock, or Jay or Kay, I can't read it. How can we help?
Hi, Wes, it's Jay.
Jay, how are you? How can I help?
Very well, thank you for asking. I belong to a local union here in Atlanta, so I have a pension through those folks as well as an annuity. So basically every hour I work, there's $2.50 an hour goes into an annuity for me. Also, on top of that, the company I work for has a company-provided 401k as well as a company match. So I take part in all of those. My question is, on the annuity, there's really not much I can do with as well as the pension as far as moving things around. But the company match 401k, I've got a substantial amount in there. And I was listening to the bond question earlier. I really have no idea what I'm invested in other than, you know, diversified. And I'm 39 years old, going to be 40 in July. I realize that retirement's coming quick, and I want to make sure that I don't want to lose everything I've stockpiled on the next huge market swing. So my question is, what do I need to do to protect my assets? I realize that I'm really not the one who should be moving large amounts of money around, as I really don't know what I'm moving around or what it's going into. So who should I talk to be able to say, this is what I've got, this is where I want to be, how do I get there?
Jay, it's an important question. You should have some sort of advisor, either through the 401k that's providing, the company that's providing the 401k, or just an independent fee-only advisor, Jay. You can talk with someone. Go to NAPFA, NAPFA.org, and you can find a fee-only advisor in almost any zip code or close to any zip code in America, and get some advice, because you're right. It's a really, it's a thoughtful question. You think because you've got this plan run by a big company that they're actually guiding you, and they very likely are not. And you've got all this money at stake. What if you're in all stocks or all emerging market stocks, or that's the option that you happen to be in, and that market corrects by 30 or 40%? You're right, it dents your retirement significantly. So you've got to understand each component that you have offered to you, and that way you can make, you can, you're not just diversified, but you understand the assets that you have, and not, and whether it's a bond fund or a stock fund or a stable value fund that might be helpful in the next market correction. You're listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning. Stay tuned, news, weather, traffic, then more Money Matters on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.